After I landed at Bly's Butte, Warlow said, I was like one of those poor cosmographers just after the Reconstitution, who couldn't use his atom smasher anymore.
Yes, I saw that telescope, I told him. The pictures you tried to take of the icosahedron?
He was shaking his head. Oh, I could not see a thing with that. So my work concerning the aliens had to be based on what I could observe. This didn't make sense to me.
All right, I said. What was that?
He looked at me, mildly startled, as if it ought to have been obvious.
Myself.
I was nonplussed, which only showed that I was dealing with the same old Orlo.
How would self-observation help you understand the geometers?
Well, the sconics are not a bad place to start. Remember fly, bat, worm?
I laughed.
Just got a refresher on that a couple of weeks ago. Archibald was explaining it to an extra who wanted to know why we didn't believe in God.
Ah, but that's not what fly, bat, worm says, said Orlo. It says only that pure thought alone doesn't enable us to draw any conclusions one way or another about things that are non-spatial-temporal, such as God.
True.
The same observations that the sconics made about themselves must also be true of aliens' brains. No matter how different they might be from us in other respects, they must integrate sensory givens into a coherent model of what is around them, a model that must be hung on a spatial-temporal frame. And that, in a nutshell, is how they come to share our ideas about geometry.
But they share more than that, I pointed out. They appear to share the idea of truth and of proof.
It is a reasonable enough supposition, Orlo said with a cautious shrug.
More than that, I protested. They emblazoned the Adraconic theorem on their ship.
This was news to him.
Oh, really? How cheeky. Didn't you see it?
I remind you that I was thrown back before I saw the last picture that I took of the alien ship.
Of course, but I assumed you had taken other pictures before then, had been taking them for a long time.
Streaks and blobs, Orlo scoffed.
I was only learning how to capture a decent image of the thing.
So you never saw the geometric proof, or the letters, or the four planets?
That's correct, Orlo said.
Well, there's much more that you have to know if you want to think about the geometers, all kinds of new givens.
I can see how excited you are about those new givens, Erasmus, and I wish you all the best in your study of them, but I am afraid that for me it would all prove a distraction from the main line of the inquiry.
The main line? I don't know what you mean.
Evanadrician datonomy, Orlo said, as if this ought to have been quite obvious.
Datonomy, I translated. That would be study or identification of what is given?
Yes. Givens in the sense of the basic thoughts and impressions that our minds have to work with. Saint Evanedric pursued it late in his life after he got locked out of his atom smasher. His immediate forerunner, of course, was Saint Helicarn. Helicarn thought that sconic thought was badly in need of an overhaul to bring it in line with all that had been discovered since the time of Baratow, about theorics and its marvelous applicability to the physical world.
Well, how did he make out?
Orlo grimaced. Many of the records were vaporized, but we think he was too busy demolishing Proke and kicking away all the ankle-biters Proke sent after him. The work fell to Evanedric.
Has it been an important thing to the lineage?
Orlo gave me a queer look.
Not really. Oh, it's important in principle, but notoriously unsatisfying to work on.
Except when great alien ships appear in orbit around one's planet.
So then, are you finding it satisfying now?
Let's be quite direct and say what we mean, Orlo said.
You fear that I'm navel-gazing.
That on Bly's Butte I pursued this line of inquiry not because it was really worthwhile, but simply because I didn't have hard givens about the geometers. And that now that we have evidence that they are, or were, physically and mentally similar to us, this line of inquiry should be dropped.
Yes, I said. That's what I think.
I happen to disagree, Orlo said.
But things have changed between us. We are no longer Pa and Fid, but Fra and Fra, and Fras disagree, cordially, all the time.
Thank you. but it has certainly felt like a pa-fid conversation to this point, largely because I have a bit of a head start on you. I let this polite nothing pass without comment.
Listen, if I can tear you away from Evanadrician Datonomy, we have to talk about secular stuff for a minute.
By all means, Orlo said.
Several of us were evoked to a convox at Tredegar, I said. For unbelievably, Orlo had not yet expressed any curiosity as to why or how I had turned up at Orathena. One of the others was Fra Jad, a Thousander. He accompanied me and Arcibald and Leo to Bly's Butte, and he saw the leaves on the wall of my cell there.
Jad, figured out quickly, weirdly quickly, that you had gone to Ekba and, I guess, that you had ideas about the geometers that he wanted to know more of.
It was neither quick nor weird, Orlo said. All of these matters are connected. It would have been obvious to Fra Jad as soon as he walked in.